Business Unusual.
Followed in a little while by Nhlanhla Nene, will be joining me in the studio as we talk about his life and we talk about, some interesting politics and whatever's going on in the world. But Colin Cullis, Business Unusual. Business Usual is electronics companies make lots of games and things. They make us sit on the couch and eat pizza and possibly drink beer and play their games for hours and hours on end. And eventually we all look like Mr. Blobby. Now they're changing, Colin.
Yeah, they're very good at getting us to sit still, and their challenge for them now is to get us moving again. And this comes because this time of the year, I think is fair to say, is peak gym sign-up and renewals period. And it's probably the high point of the curve that starts steadily declining for the number of people you're likely to find in the gym. So the human body, we are hugely efficient at converting sort of food into energy, and we're even more efficient at burning that energy. We were designed to move around a lot, but we modern lifestyles don't really require it. So we got a problem with low fitness and high sort of obesity things. And like most problems, disruption, technology companies are happy to go and climb in and see what they can change. And so there are three areas I wanted to look at to say where technology companies are sort of trying to get their oar in and make a difference. It's the quantified self, the active game, and the immersive gym.
Huh?
Yeah, so let's start with the quantified self. It's kind of been around for a while, but it's starting to become a little bit easier of a thing to manage. So typically when you want to try and get yourself active and feeling a little fitter again, is you check your weight. That's not something that moves quickly. In fact, you have to do a lot of effort first, and then slowly your weight starts coming down. So you've just got this one thing to measure about yourself. And every time you get on the scale and it's not moved, you get less inclined to continue doing what you're doing. In fact, you wind up simply not looking. That's a fail. But what modern wearables have started allowing you to do is not focus on just one tough thing. They'll focus on a whole bunch of little things, small things. So, hey, Bruce, did you know today you walked as many steps as you did yesterday? Could you try and do another 5 tomorrow? Do you know, Bruce, that today you ate just a little bit less than you did yesterday? How about trying that?
Whatever.
I have
different goals. I have different goals. And my goal is, let's eat more than yesterday.
Okay, well, then your little wearable is going to start telling you lots of things you probably don't want to hear.
Exactly.
But this is the way it works. So multiple little touch points. You succeed in some, you lose in others. They just want to keep presenting some part of it to you. And in the classic line is, you know, you can't manage what you can't measure. They're looking to allow you to measure a lot of stuff.
Sure.
And so this is the way they're starting to do it. And I'm not saying that some sort of fitness programs where you get sort of discounted wearables for, you know, activity and stuff always works. But it's a step in the right direction. So I think that's quite encouraging. The next step then is to make it an active game. So we know people love playing games and they play them for hours. So what if you just added a more physical activity to that? So the Microsoft's Kinect was pretty good in getting people up and about, but you wind up smashing things. The Nintendo Wii had a similar problem. There was actually lots of people with all sorts of damage to homes and injuries to themselves.
I know somebody pulled a muscle playing Wii, you know.
Sure. Well, you see, you're focused on the game and then you forget where you are in physical space. And this is still a challenge that they have. But the real oversight they have is that games aren't real, exercise is. And when you typically play a game, you're looking to have somebody do something amazing that you never could do. And if you have to match it with some physical activity, well, everybody who's playing those games has become very bad. In fact, there was a gamer who tried to do this with these sort of VR games, and I think there was a shooting archery game, and there was another one where you had to run around and throw things. But he said he played 4 times a week for an hour to go, and after 4 weeks, he lost 2.2 kilograms, and he only weighed 75 kilograms. So it's kind of like, can you really justify that? And that was the hassle. The games that give you enough physical activity are repetitive and boring. Really great immersive games are hugely varied and whatever. So that's a challenge for them trying to do that. So this third one then maybe is likely to give a little more something to play with. And it's immersive gym. And the big one, and they were at CES just recently now, is this crowd called Peloton. They make ridiculously expensive cycles, exercise bicycles. And the most recent one now is a treadmill. Beautiful thing. State of the art with an enormous touchscreen attached to the front of it. It's like 70,000 rand if you want to buy these two bits of things, and then you've still got a 500 rand membership you pay on top of it. But the bit that's really quite clever is that a lot of people don't like going to a gym. They don't want to be judged and looked at like, oh, you're not doing so well. Not to mention that the act of having to get there is a bit of a pain as well.
And they've got stairs. I mean, what are they thinking?
Exactly. It's so far from the fridge. So anyway, you rig this up in your home. That way you can do it when you want to. You put on this big screen in front of you, and then you go through the hundreds and hundreds of gym instructors literally waiting to take you through a program either specifically tailored for yourself, and you can do that, or one that would fit for your fitness levels, or you like the way the person does their stuff. You click the button and off you go. Now, you don't have to do it at a set time, because of course these things are all virtual, but if anybody else is doing that class when you are, you can actually see your virtual classmates appearing on that big screen with you as a way of just saying, ah, I'm ahead of old Fat Sam over there. I'm definitely beating him today. Or if you are Fat Sam, you can just hide it and just chug away on your own and do your little bit there. And I think that is a nice way to go. You know, Jane Fonda videos back in the day would have got a lot more people sort of exercising because they didn't feel so sort of self-conscious. The next bit, though, is when people try and immerse you in an immersive gym. And this you actually attend. There's one called Black Box VR, and there's one by Floyd Mayweather. Yes, he's got a boxing VR game. You arrive at his gym, you put on your glove, you put on the goggles, and you watch Mr. Money tell you how to get the uppercuts and all the rest of the jabs and things going. And you actually literally are punching away. The Black Box VR one is even weirder because you kind of throw things at people. It's all very dark, but you've got these pulleys that you hold in your hand. And as you get better, they increase the resistance on the pulleys. So you can actually be a very sort of fit person and still have a hard time playing and can compete against somebody who's pretty weedy and still have a fair little contest. So those look kind of useful. However, you still have got a big cost to go in there. And I was kind of wondering that if you had to combine those things, so take the quantified self, understand that the problem you have with people who don't want to exercise is that they don't like exercise. Obviously, people who like exercise, you don't have to give them silly games and VR goggles. They'll go and run around and do whatever they need to do. In fact, there was a tweet earlier today from Reedy Clubby, who couldn't go running because it was raining heavily and she was on the treadmill and she said she hated it. That's the kind of distinction between people who love their exercise and those who don't. But I think there might still be a way that you can get people who don't like exercise to get a little more mobile. And it's Google.
Things like gym and stuff are really tedious. And if you can make it fun and if you can vary it up and without the help of an instructor, because they do charge for their services and it can get a bit expensive, if you can get some sort of easily accessible virtual reality experience, suddenly it becomes a much more affordable scenario for far more people.
Yeah, and so here's the two scenarios or the two ways that I think they can go about it. The first one is this pretty cool little company that makes gym equipment for children, brightly colored, very cool looking and smaller. So getting children not to sit in front of a telly or just play computer games, but actually say, yeah, I'm going to run on my treadmill, I'm going to run on my exercise bike and all those things. They'll grow up with an appreciation that says the way you feel after exercise is the reason you do it. Not for how much you enjoy the exercise, because you don't. You'd love the way you feel afterwards. And then for adults, is taking things that Facebook and Google are certainly working on, their mapping and 3D modeling and sort of virtual reality stuff. And let me ask you, where would you love to go next for a holiday? And I can't imagine it's Davos, although you've done that one. So where would you love to go? Any particular pot on the planet?
Where would I like to? Why are you throwing me curveballs like this?
The thing is that the last thing you
think
about...
Disneyland Paris.
Fantastic. The last thing you think about is having to do exercise for that. But Disneyland Paris has every single street mapped out in VR. You're not 100% sure if you want to go there just yet. Strap on your VR goggles, step onto the little treadmill, and go and walk around Disneyland Paris.
Do I have to go on the roller coaster?
You don't have to do any of it. You just walk around. And, you could be walking along the Champs-Élysées if you're out there in Paris. Or you can go back to some place you went years and years ago. Go and have a look what it looks like now. And so if you imagine, you can go for a 10, 15-minute walk. You can climb on your bicycle and go for a nice leisurely ride and follow anywhere on the planet. This is something that Facebook is actively trying to do, sort of copy the world so that you can visit all these beautiful tourist locations without having to physically go there, at least to check it out before you do. Then you're a lot more likely to go and say, well, this is a wonderful way for you to waste a little bit of time and go and do some of those things. And again, this for children and anybody else, it's a lot easier to get them into it. But there's one thing that if it exists, I'd love somebody to contact us and tell us, because I couldn't find it. I found gym classes for kids and I found gym classes for adults. But I imagine it'd be wonderful if a child and a parent could go and do some or other coordinated gym class together, bonding fun time while exercising, but I couldn't find one.
It's called getting a ball and going outside and kicking it to each other.
Well, that would do
old school.
That would do the trick, but it's probably just not enough intensity to actually get you beyond 5 minutes outside and then back in for a packet of chips.
It explains so much.
your current position.
Colin Cullis, thank you very, very much indeed. Business Unusual correspondent on The Money Show. Bring us up to speed with things that are unusual in the world of business. And yeah, these gaming companies that got us all lardy and stuck on the couch and are now trying to do precisely the opposite. And they seem to be doing it very cleverly indeed. And I can't wait to see how this evolves.